Let's talk about what happened this week that could fundamentally change how you run your business for the next 3 years. And trust me, this isn't typical Fed wonk stuff. This is about whether your business model survives what's coming. Kevin Warsh is likely headed to run the Federal Reserve. Now, your first reaction might be, so what? Here's why you should care. Warsh hates zero-rate policies. He thinks the 2% Fed funds floor should be the baseline, not the emergency setting. That means the era of practically free money is over. No more emergency stimulus unless there's an actual emergency. And for those of us building real businesses instead of playing financial arbitrage games, this is actually fantastic news. But here's where it gets interesting. The same week we're seeing this shift toward measured, predictable policy, I've been digging into how Ken Langone, the Home Depot founder, actually built his fortune. And the connection between these two things is going to reshape how you think about your business. Let's start with the Fed situation, because it affects your decision-making literally this week. When rates were at zero, you couldn't trust any pricing signal in the market. Everything was distorted. Commercial real estate inflated. SaaS valuations went insane. Even your own opportunity cost calculations were meaningless, because the alternative to investing in your business was earning basically nothing in savings. Warsh's approach changes all that. With a predictable rate floor, you can actually model things. You can look at a business decision and say, okay, if I'm going to borrow for this expansion, I'm looking at probably 3.5% to 4% baseline cost of capital, not 0.5% 1 year and 5% the next. That predictability is worth more than cheap rates because you can actually plan. Here's your immediate action on this. Pull up your business model right now, whatever spreadsheet or back of napkin math you're using. Stress test it assuming 3% to 4% baseline rates. If your economics break at that level, you've been building on a foundation of artificially cheap money, and you need to fix that now while you still have time. I'm serious about this. If your business only works in a zero-rate environment, you don't have a business. You have a regulatory arbitrage that's about to disappear. Now let's talk about Ken Langone, because this is where the practical playbook comes in. Langone built his wealth through something most fintech bros completely ignore: patient relationship building and character assessment. This is a guy who turned a $2.5 billion investment in Eli Lilly into a pharmaceutical giant producing over $30 billion from single drugs, and he did it by knowing management personally and staying through multiple leadership transitions, not by flipping for a quick exit. Most solopreneurs read a story like that and think, well, that's great for a billionaire with decades to wait, but I need cash flow next month. Fair point. But the principle scales down perfectly. You just have to translate it. Here's how. Langone's framework has three pillars. Know your partners intimately, practice patient capital allocation, and assess character over credentials. Let's break down what each of these means for someone wanting a solo financial services operation. First, knowing your partners. Before you integrate with any fintech platform or payment processor or CRM system, request actual calls with their product managers, not the sales team, the people building the thing. Join the communities where they hang out. I'm talking Discord servers, LinkedIn groups, industry Slack channels. And here's the key thing most people miss. Track leadership changes at platforms you depend on. When key people leave, that's your signal to start diversifying before you get screwed by a pivot or an acqui-hire. I learned this the hard way with a payments platform 2 years ago. Great product, amazing API. Then their head of product left for a competitor. 3 months later, they deprecated the exact features I'd built my workflow around. If I'd been watching LinkedIn, I would have seen it coming and had a backup ready. Second pillar, patient capital allocation. Again, you're thinking, I can't wait 20 years for a payoff. You don't have to. Apply this to customer acquisition instead. Calculate your true lifetime value, not just first-year revenue. A client paying you $2,000 a year who stays for 5 years is worth $10,000 minus your retention costs. That changes how much you're willing to invest upfront to acquire them. Most solopreneurs give up on prospects after one try. Build email sequences for people who aren't ready now. I've closed deals 18 months after the first conversation because I stayed in touch with valuable content. No pitching, just useful stuff. That's patient capital allocation applied to attention. And invest in content that compounds. SEO, YouTube, comprehensive guides. Paid ads stop working the second you stop paying. Evergreen content keeps working. I published a detailed breakdown of solo 401k options 2 years ago. Still drives 3 to 4 qualified leads per week. That's what patient capital looks like at our scale. Third pillar, character assessment. Langone has this famous waiter test. He watches how people treat service staff. It tells him everything about whether he wants to do business with them. You need your own version of this. Before hiring contractors, observe how they handle your onboarding. Do they respect your time, or are they sloppy with deadlines and communication? When vetting software vendors, test their support with what seems like a stupid question. Their response tells you how they'll treat you when something breaks at the worst possible moment. And screen potential clients during discovery calls. Clients who disrespect your intake process will be nightmares later. Fire them before you start. Seriously. Okay, here's where the Fed policy shift and the Langone playbook intersect, and this is the most important part of today's episode. The coming policy stability lets you accelerate relationship-based growth. When rates were whipping around and policy was unpredictable, businesses couldn't plan more than a quarter ahead. That meant everyone was in short-term transactional mode. But with measured policy, businesses will start planning further out, which means you need to be top of mind when they're ready to pull the trigger. That takes time to build. You need to start now. Here's your game plan for the rest of 2026. Right now, in Q1 and Q2, audit your customer concentration. If any single client is more than 30% of your revenue, you don't have a business. You have a very expensive job that can disappear with one conversation. Start diversifying immediately. Also, start building what I call know you, like you, trust you content. With stable rates on the horizon, businesses will plan further ahead. Be the person they think of when they're ready. This doesn't have to be fancy. A weekly email newsletter with actual insights. Monthly Loom videos breaking down complex topics in your niche. Quarterly webinars where you give away your best stuff for free. Pick one channel and commit. And stress test your economics assuming 4% baseline rates. I mentioned this earlier, but it's worth repeating. Do this calculation this week. Then in Q3 and Q4, once Fed policy direction is clear after Warsh gets confirmed, adjust your pricing to reflect new capital costs. Don't wait until you're underwater to have that conversation with clients. Launch relationship building initiatives, monthly AMAs, client advisory boards where your top clients help shape your offerings, quarterly business reviews for your top 20%, and consider strategic partnerships with complementary solopreneurs. In a stable environment, reliable partners are worth more than opportunistic deals. Let me give you some specific tools that won't break the bank. Loom for $12.50 a month. Send personalized video responses to client questions. It's 10 times the relationship value of email and takes the same amount of time once you get comfortable on camera. SavvyCal for $12 a month. Scheduling that makes you look good while respecting their time. Streak CRM, which is free to $49 a month depending on your needs, lives right in Gmail, tracks your relationship touchpoints without enterprise complexity. And Zapier, starting at about $20 a month, automate relationship maintenance, birthday emails, check-in reminders, anniversary acknowledgments, the stuff that builds relationships but is easy to forget when your head's down delivering work. Look, here's the bottom line. The wild swings of aggressive quantitative easing are ending. The winners in the next phase will be people who've built genuine relationships and sustainable business models, not the people who got lucky timing market dislocations. This is actually great news for solopreneurs who do real work and build real value. The playing field is about to level out. Your quick win for today? Pull up your client list right now. Look at your top 5 relationships. When was the last time you added value without asking for anything? Not a check-in that was really a sales pitch. Actual value. If you can't answer that for each of them, send something useful today. A relevant article, a tool recommendation, an introduction to someone who could help them. Do it before you close your laptop tonight. That's relationship capital compounding. Get after it. We'll talk tomorrow.